clock hour. It's still the mandate. My name is Mary Anna Cohn, and we will be assessing all of the events that have led up to today, actually, the early hours of this morning, where the president-elect had been announced at the National Collation Center. One of the biggest spreads on our national dailies is who has become our president-elect. Once again, good morning, Lagos. Good morning, Nigeria. Thank you for joining us this morning. To do justice to the conversation, we will be joined, by the former resident electoral commissioner for INEC in River State, Mr. Niedi Koiwak, who's joining us via telephone this morning. Mr. Koiwak, good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for joining us. Also joining us he's joining us live from Abuja. We have, I'm going to get your name. Issa Mashoud is from Yaga, Africa. Issa, is it possible for you to do this for us? Yes. Thank you very much. Issa, good morning, and thank you for joining us. Can you hear me?
Hi, good morning. I can hear you.
Yes. Is it possible to put your phone on landscape so we can, yes, see you very well? I'm going to start with you, Mr. Koiwak, because you have been a resident electoral commissioner, and you obviously know the inner workings of, you know, the electoral process. Now, we know that on midnight Wednesday, the 1st of March, 2023, INEC chairman and the chief coalition officer, Professor Mahmood Yakubu, had declared the APC presidential candidate, Bola Ahmed Tinubu, the winner of this year's election at the International Conference Abuja. And he polled the vote. He polled 8,794,000 726 votes to defeat his closest rival, Atiku Abubakar, who had 6,984,520 votes. Now, there has been a controversy as to how, you know, with the 20%, you know, situation, and what every candidate needs to win the election, including the FCT. Many people still don't understand how the APC presidential candidate won, but well, the groundwork is that the man has won. He's the candidate, presidential, a president-elect. But explain to the average person who's listening, Mr. Koiwak, how, you know, this plays out in terms of counting the percentage and what state counts the most.
Well, I think the law is very clear on how to declare a winner in terms of presidential elections or any other legislative elections. For the president, you must meet the two conditions of the highest votes, and you must also score 25% of votes in not less than two-thirds of the states and Abuja. Mm-hmm. That is to say that when they say an Abuja, it now makes it 37 states. So you must score one-third of the votes. That is 25% of votes in 25 states of the Federation.
Mm-hmm.
And if you score that, then have the highest votes. You have met with the requirements of declaration. So I have not seen what the number of states that were counted before the declaration, but I think we are not, the condition is not the number of states won, you know, it is the number of states that you are able to have 25%.
Okay.
That means that, like, the president-elect that had 12 states, he must have had additional 13 states where he had 25% to add to that to make it 25 states.
Okay.
In the Federation.
Okay. Now, Nigerians also want to know if the announcements of the results had judiciously been followed, especially with the provisions from the Electoral Act. You know, many people are, there are a lot of conversations that are happening. Many people would say that the president had signed this Electoral Act so that we would follow it, you know, to the letter, to make sure that the process is clearly freer, fairer, and of course people would be able to see through it. But can you say that INEC followed through the Electoral Act to make sure that these announcements of results were done properly?
The only way we can know whether INEC has followed the Electoral Act clearly is for the court to interpret. You see, the law was made by the legislators, then implemented by the executive, by the president, giving assent to that law. The tenets to interpret that law, it lies with the judiciary. So we cannot sit down on our own to say the law was not met or the law was met. But I think that from the procedure of INEC, INEC had followed this procedure accordingly before making declaration. So we are saying that it will at least enhance jurisprudence if we go to the courts and the court gives interpretations to some of the clauses in that law. It will be able to at least enhance not only the electoral process, but also enhance jurisprudence.
All right, stay with us, Mr. Kowak. Let me come to Moshood Issa. Moshood Issa, you work with Yaga Africa, so you have been working even before the elections, you know, with voter education, talking about PVCs. I've had certain people from your organization speak with us here on Nigeria Info. But looking at Section 60 of the Nigerian Electoral Act of 2022, Subsection 5, most importantly, I'd like to just read it out. The presiding officer shall transfer results, including total number of accredited voters and results of the ballot, in a manner as prescribed by the commission. So I'm just going to ask you, how free and fair and credible was the past election?
Yeah. Okay, how free and fair and credible? It's actually, big words to use, but probably you could ask how transparent. The law actually said the commission could deploy any form of technology they want to use, and also decide what mode of transmission they want to use. And the commission stipulated in its guideline that they would deploy the electronic transmission, meaning results would be snapped and uploaded on the result very important. And some aspect of the guideline also said when results are being collated, it must have been uploaded on the result viewing portal. And the purpose is for the purpose of transparency. And the purpose is also for comparison, to see that there is no discrepancy between the result that has been uploaded from the polling unit and the result that was brought to the collation center. And I think the agitation around that is the fact that as at when results are being collated and are being announced, a large chunk of results were yet to be uploaded on the result viewing portal, which has been the major issue around transparency. I think the reason behind the usage of result viewing portal is to promote transparency. It's for citizens to see, to compare results that have been announced manually, have been collated manually, and the ones that have been collated, that have been uploaded on the result viewing portal. So the question around transparency comes there. I actually expect for every collation center, say the word collation center, there will be a screen to compare the result that had already been uploaded on the portal. We expect that even before the presiding officer arrives, the word collation center, the word collation officer would have accessed those results from the portal and will be able to compare what is being announced manually and what is on the portal. I think the agitations or the complaints around the transparency of the election are actually a valid complaint, because that is the guideline the INEC had stipulated that they would actually use to transmit results. So that's question around transparency. And then there was also the question around transmitting the figure of accredited voters from the BVAS on the result viewing portal too, but that actually did not happen, because if you're able to show the figure of accredited voters from the BVAS, would also be able to compare figures together on the results that are being collated manually. So these are some questions that Nigerians are actually asking around transparency of the process.
I'm going to come back to you, Mahmood, because Issa, because there are things that you people who work with civil societies were on the ground to see that many more people like us did not necessarily see. I mean, we've seen reports, we've seen videos, but Yaga Africa will be in a better position to explain some things. I'm going to come to you, Mr. Kowak, in a minute, but we're being joined in the studio by the head of news, Kowa Zobia, Info for Mike Bamuno. Mr. Kowak, I'm going to ask you a question, and I'm going to also ask the same question to Foma. If there's a stipulated part of the Electoral Act that has said that INEC should follow, or what has been said for INEC to follow, and INEC didn't follow that because INEC clearly stated to us that these beavers was the way to go, why, sir, do you think that INEC decided to go back to the manual process of uploading results, which has somewhat brought an imbroglio of sorts as we speak?
I think the beavers is the way to go. And if we want to look at the gains of the elections, the just concluded elections, we will see that the beavers has done creditably well. And there are areas that we never really looked at in our electoral system in the past elections that the beavers has exposed, which means that we have to go back to look at it. For example, the voter register, the beaver has come to tell us that the actual number of persons who vote in Nigeria may not be the jumbo thing that we used to have. That is what the beaver has been able to expose in all the places that we've seen. And in the declarations of elections, you discover that nearly in all the states there was overvoting. And this overvoting must have been part of our electoral process in the past. It is now the beaver has come to expose it. And that was why in every presentation they would tell you, you hear that 50,000 votes were cancelled. Result was overvoting and all this. So that means in our electoral process in the past, all this overvoting and so on may not have been looked at. So the beaver has done creditably well. In the area of transmission, which you ask, the election in the first place was a manual election. The election, the actual voting was manual, but the upload of results, the accreditation.
Okay.
The first thing was that the accreditation, the law says that the accreditation must be electronic. That was what was the first one. Then he also made a provision for uploading of the results. Uploading of the results now means that everything being equal, sometimes it may be out of your own control because it now falls in the realm of a network and what have you. There was congestion in the network. I think that INEC should have, and from the beginning, state by state, be able to explain to the Nigerian people that they have a problem somewhere, instead of keeping quiet to try to solve the problem out in-house. At the end of the day, that problem could not be sorted until maybe 2 days, a day ago, when they started uploading. If they had come up on Sunday to tell Nigerians, state by state, that, oh, we have problems in uploading these results, and ask Nigerians, like the chairman said yesterday, that every Nigerian must have his from ECHA copy, so that when the result is now loaded in the system, you can now use that even to compare, and it will also use that to challenge if there was any change in the videos of the election.
Okay.
I think INEC should up the publicity and information area so that Nigerians can be at the same page with them.
All right.
But like I said earlier,
Mr. Kawa, can you just hold your thought? We have to go for a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue. We'll allow you to just land, but we have to go for a quick
break. You're welcome.
All right. Well, it's still the mandate. Ufoma Egbamuno is here, and Nnedi Koiwak, former INEC commissioner in River State, and of course, Moshood Issa of Yaga Africa is all here. It's a full house this morning, and we are reassessing the electoral process threw up the new presidential candidate, president-elect, I beg your pardon. I'm going to have to get used to that. We'll be right back after this break. It's Till the Mandate 2023, the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Mary Anna Cole, and I still have in the studio with me, joining me live from Akwa Ibom State, is the former resident electoral commissioner for INEC in River State, Mr. Nnedi Koyiwak. He's joining us via telephone. Joining us via Zoom is Mahmood Issa. I have had Mahmood on my lips all through yesterday. I know. I'm not disenfranchising your name. but I've had Mahmood on my lips all week. So Mahmood Issa is from Yaga, Africa, and we've been having a conversation about the elections, the outcome of the elections. Now, before we went on that break, Mr. Koyiwak, you were trying to make a point as to how INEC has delivered in terms of the beavers.
Yes, I was trying to say that that in terms of the first mandate, which was the mandate of the beaver, which is that of accreditation of voters, that INEC had been the beaver delivered completely, because every voter, unless proved otherwise, that vote was recorded, had undergone the accreditation. That was why you have nearly in every state, you have number of invalid votes, and the reasons, major of the reasons that were given by the returning officers or collation officers, that they were not in line with the accreditation process. So that had been taken care of.
Okay.
Then the transmission of the results. There is no place in law that said that the transmission should stop the process of the elections. You see, the transmission was for people to see. It did not stop the collation of results, which was supposed to be manual. You know, the transmission of results before the presiding officer arrives with a manual result, and he was supposed, the duty is for him or her to collect the manual results. But in an event where there is controversy, you can look at the transmitted results. But what happened on that day was that INEC have come to say they could not upload the transmitted results, either as a result of congestion and so forth. That is why I said that INEC would have come up when they had this problem, knowing too well that they had told the Nigerian public that they were going to transmit
the results.
When that problem came, INEC should have come up to tell Nigerians, look, we have problem in transmission.
Okay.
But that does not stop us from collecting our results, which there is no place in law which says that you should not do that.
All right, Mr. Gawan.
The management of information by INEC at that level, I think, was not very good.
Okay. Ufoma, chime in, because you and I and the rest of us have been yapping away for the past few days, and this is one of the biggest elephants in the room.
Okay, so first of all, congratulations to the president-elect. He got the majority of the votes, and he satisfied, you know, the second condition, even though some people think that's still a bit of a problem, but I don't think so. So congratulations to him. That's number one. Number two, like he said in his acceptance speech, he is going to be president for everybody, not only the persons, you know, that voted for him. Because if we actually look at the number of people that did not vote for him, they're about 13 million persons that did not vote for him, while he got almost 9 million. But that aside, let me make a bit of a response to the former INEC
commissioner.
Yes, there's actually no place in law, in the Electoral Act, that says if the results are not transmitted, as, by the way, the Electoral Act says, it's stated in black and white clearly that after results have been announced at polling units, those results should be, the form should be, pictures of it should be taken and sent to the INEC portal. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a reason, like also the commissioner said, for doing that. That reason is to ensure that when collation is being done, there are no issues. Mm-hmm. Because we've known for years that the history of Nigerian elections is bedeviled with manipulations or alleged changing of results, not at the polling units, but at collation centers, where you vote something different in the polling units, and then politicians get to the collation centers and do whatever magic they want to do. It's something that, you know, almost all of us know. Mm-hmm. So the Electoral Act was quite clear. While it did not state that collation should stop, it was quite clear, and I'll read from section 64 of the Electoral Act 2022. It actually prescribed ways, you know, with which you can solve that problem. It says, where during collation of results, there's a dispute regarding a collated result or result from an election from the polling unit, the collation officer or returning officer shall use the following to determine the correctness of the disputed result. A, the original of the disputed collated result for each polling unit where the election is disputed. B, the smart card reader or technology used for accreditation. You know, it went on and on and on, but to give all those processes. Now, were these results disputed? Yes.
The answer is yes.
In many of the states, the results were disputed. However, the collation officers in the states did not follow through this process of trying to solve the dispute. And what's the process of solving the dispute? Okay, let's see the polling unit result. And where will you see it? In the INEC portal.
Yeah.
Because you have to now reconcile what is in the portal
figures, yes,
and what is being presented to you. The collation officers didn't do it. And so these results were now transmitted, the results were now taken from the state level
to the national.
Now, that was what caused the drama of 2 days ago. Was it yesterday?
Yesterday, actually.
You know. But then again, the INEC chairman himself is also not just the returning officer for the presidential. What is also being done in Abuja is collation.
Yeah.
You know, because the collation starts from, and I would
so
like.
Does it mean that there's also room in Abuja for that process to be taken into consideration?
That's exactly what the Electoral Act says. If you go to that same section, 64.8, it says, where the dispute under subsection C arose at the level of collation, the return officer has satisfied the provision. Let me go back to 7. If the disputed result under section 6 was otherwise found not to be correct, the collation officer or returning officer shall recollate and announce a new result using the information in subsection 6. Hmm. So at the INEC chairman, who is the overall collation officer, still has the room to do all those correct all those mistakes that may have been allegedly made in the state, you know, before announcing the result. However, if you now go to subsection 149, there's a getaway clause. That getaway clause says, even if INEC makes a mistake, which some of the opposition parties are now alleging, that even if INEC makes a mistake, the only person that can solve the problem is a competent court. Hmm. Which brings me to the final question. Did INEC make the mistake on purpose, or they just relied on 149 to say, okay, you know what, even if there's an error, because there is, results are not being uploaded, all the results have not been uploaded, that even if there's an error, you guys can as well go to the court.
Before I bring back Ms. Ikoiwak, Bashood, quickly, you were obviously, I don't know if you were in any situation room, but do you share the sentiments of those who say that these results should have still been uploaded and that there was room to address these issues instead of allowing it to linger?
Is we should ask is, why is it that by 10 p.m. at night no result was uploaded at the portal? and then results were being announced at various level of collation. Mm-hmm. Like, why? Before you leave the polling unit, you're supposed to upload results at the portal, so that even before you get to what collation center, any collation center, the result is already on the portal. Even where you have network challenge, you attempt to transmit it so that by the time you move to a place where there's network, it automatically updates on the portal. So the question we should ask is, why is it that by 10 p.m. at night there was no result on the portal? And even 2 days after the election, there are still less than 50% of results on the portal. Mm. So these are questions that people are actually asking. So if I had raised Nigeria's expectations about the quality of elections we plan to conduct, and we have done mock accreditation, testing these beavers and all that. The essence is for us to correct any anomaly before the election. And we've tested the use of these beavers and IREV in 2 off circular elections. And we know that we're supposed to scale or increase the bandwidth of this IREV because we are going to upload 176,000 polling unit results.
Mm.
The question is, why are we having challenges? And why do we raise the expectations of Nigerians? Why do we raise expectations of Nigeria about the quality of elections we plan to conduct? Why do we overpromise and at the end we give excuses?
Okay.
Yeah, why that? So that's the concern of Nigeria.
Very, very interesting questions raised there by Mashood from Yaga Africa. Back to you, Mr. Koiwak. I know you do not work with INEC anymore, but then with all of these questions that have been raised, I mean, Mr. President made promises. INEC made promises. We've seen protests in Abuja. A certain group of people are saying, look, we're relying on Section 60, subsection 5. So shouldn't INEC be following its own laid down rules, etc., etc.? So where does this leave us as a country? Because we saw former President Goodluck Jonathan going around to preach the message of peace to all of the frontline presidential candidates and urging them to, of course, embrace the peace and embrace the results that have come out. Of course, we're yet to hear if any of the candidates have called the president-elect to, congratulate him. But where does this leave us as a country? For a country where many were expecting that we would have upgraded our electoral systems.
Yeah, I think we have upgraded our electoral process. There are issues. Every person, every Nigerian will accept, including the president-elect, that there are issues. The issue number one is that of perception. When the result was not uploaded, every Nigerian or many Nigerians would think that, look, this is another way of doing those things that they think they used to do.
Yep, yep.
That means that you have created a situation of doubt, and that doubt is there. But at the moment, we have passed through the stage of going back to uploading, going back to results. What is left for us now is for us to proceed to the next level, that is to go to the courts and try to determine. Because if you say now, did INEC err? I may say INEC err, the other person may say no. But it is the court that will put the law down and now tell us, INEC err at this point, INEC err at this point, and then look for substantial reason for doing whatsoever the court can now pronounce, and Nigeria will follow. I want to appeal that at this moment, the country is so divided that we cannot continue to be at the level that we are.
Hmm.
Let us put ourselves together, those who have won and those who have who said they would have won, and look for a solution.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
The next level will be for us to at least go to the court, because it's not only for the court to determine this election only. The court would have opened another chapter in the electoral process.
Mr. Koiwak, I'm sorry to talk over you, but let me just come in there. How trustworthy are the courts? Because again, the average person would say that the court is used to be the last hope of the common person, but now the common person can't even get the courts to do right.
I want to appeal I want to appeal that we should not secrete every instrument of or institutions in the country, because when we do that, it means that we won't have a country again. Let us try as much as possible to see that the judiciary can still deliver. And then all what we should focus now is for the judiciary to try to be transparent in the delivery of the elections. And we should also be able to look at what is delivered by the judiciary. Not what I want, not what Mr. D wants, but what is the law. Because we have a society where if it's not what I want, it is not correct.
Okay.
So I want us to put ourselves in a position where we can look at, let the a neutral arbiter now determine, and whatsoever comes out there should be taken by everybody.
All right.
We can appeal that the judiciary, we are now putting all our hopes in you. Please, let us try at least for once to be transparent in the handling of this issue.
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Kaiwa.
It centers on the survival of our nation.
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Kaiwa. Ufoma.
So at the end of the day, like the former INEC commissioner is saying, you know, we need to take a chill pill. We're not going to use a wrong to solve another wrong.
Yeah.
But I would also add that perception is everything.
Mm-hmm.
He said that we should wait for the court to determine whether INEC erred or not. I don't think so. It's written in black and white. Electoral Act 2022 stated the guidelines in black and white. You don't need a court interpretation. And INEC has not followed through with the rules of the rules that govern the electoral process. They haven't. Yeah. And that's why there's agitation. So I don't even need a court to tell me that INEC has erred.
But when it goes to the court now, because it looks like that's where everybody's headed, can we trust the process?
I'm not going to sit here and denigrate the judiciary. But again, I go back to what I said. Perception is everything. INEC made a lot of Nigerians trust in the process from how they conducted off-cycle elections and the promises they made about beavers. The reason a lot of Nigerians are not so happy with what has happened is that you asked us to trust you. We trusted you, but you are not doing what you said you will do and what the law says you should do. As for the judiciary, the less I say about it, the better. But again, there have been instances of where somebody came forth in an election and the person is governor. There's been instances where somebody did not contest an election. A primary, you know, and for whatever reason, the person or the persons have just won elections on Saturday. So we can go on and on. There are also instances where they have, you know, done what many people will say is the right thing. The truth of the matter is we'll just have to leave it at that.
We'll have to leave it at that. I would like to take one or two calls before I let my guests go, because I think time is not on our side. But if you want to chime in on the conversation, 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, call 01465-7190. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. You have 60 seconds. Quickly go to the point.
Yeah, you have Mr. Amba online.
Go ahead.
So I want to just say that the election have come and ago. You see, we are in the Lagos. Nigeria should know the enemies. I'm in the Lagos and I voted. You can discover that the result of Lagos State has been released. There is tension in the Lagos State. Some places there is a lot of riots. The business closed down. And people are no more moving around.
Where are you getting all this information from, sir?
Okay.
Because I'm sorry, I have to let you go, because I don't know where the tensions are and where the riots are. I came to work when we're safe.
Maybe tension, maybe, or I don't know if tension is the word, apprehension.
Yes,
but riots.
I've not heard any riots.
Exactly.
And please, let's be careful, because I came to work today, and there are many people that are out about on their businesses. Tim C here says on Twitter, let's forget religion of tribalism and any other political vices. If the so-called winner is fit, then yes. Thank you very much for your message. All right, I'll take one last call, because in fact I cannot take a call. Let's see. One quick call. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Pastor Ladipo.
Pastor Ladipo, you have 60 seconds. Quickly get to the point, please.
You see, my take is this. Let's forget all the complaints. We have the appropriate channel. But if you look at what has happened in this election, it baffles that a winner was declared. Even Buhari himself, that was not welcomed there. Yet, some people in this part of the country celebrated.
Okay. Pastor Ladipo, quickly get election. To the point. We have to go. We have
so
to go.
So my point is this. Let everybody calm down.
Okay.
I'll follow the appropriate channel.
All right. Thank you very much. I want to say thank you to my guest. Mashood Issa is from Yaga, Africa. Thank you very much for speaking with us. Anedi Koyawak is former INEC rec for Akwa Ibom State. Thank you very much, sir, for coming on the show. And Ufoma Igbamuno is also our head of news. He's our news manager, Cool Wazobia Info FM. Thank you, Foma, for being here.
Come on, buy me breakfast.
Issa, thank you so much for coming, Mr. Koyawak. We appreciate you for being part of the conversation this morning. All right, Lagos, this is where we wrap the show up. I will be back tomorrow at 5 a.m. on the Morning Crossfire. My name is Mary Anna Kongo. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Let's talk more. All right, have a beautiful day.